previously on 24.
Mrs. Bauer, let me speak to Audrey.
Her well-being is entirely up to you, Mr. Bauer. What we want is a component from the triggering mechanism, the FB subcircuit board. You give me the component, I give you Audrey.
Stand down, Jack!
Can't do that!
I won't say it again! Drop
Agent
it!
Doyle, I am following orders and exceed your security
agent.
Clearance!
Take him right away!
It's my understanding, Jack, that component holds the key to Russian defense codes.
I need the Chinese to believe that I am willing to go through with this exchange. I will destroy that circuit board with a concealed charge of C4.
You're gonna sacrifice yourself?
Yes, sir, if I have to.
You're asking me to sign off on a probable suicide mission.
Mr. President, you owe me.
I want you to help me retrieve one of those circuit boards.
I'm sending it to your system.
The Russians have been trying to keep that technology out of Chinese hands for years.
You did it for Jack.
Well, what are the Russians going to say when they find out we just gave it to them?
Well, it's not going to get that far.
You have to tell Buchanan.
Chloe, I want you to stand down on this operation. You've shown me I can't trust you.
First, I want to say that I'm grateful to report that all nuclear devices have been recovered. Based on the intelligence that I've seen, I can say with full confidence that we will be done.
Right away.
Notify the Senate and the House of the transfer of power and have the SecDef and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs authorize me under the 25th Amendment.
Wayne Palmer just issued a finding allowing Jack Bauer to hand classified Russian technology over to the Chinese in exchange for the return of a covertly held hostage. Bauer has guaranteed that the technology will not fall into the hands of the Chinese.
Even Jack Bauer can't guarantee that outcome.
Tell CTU, stop Bauer.
CTU has the signal. They're monitoring the device.
We're set. Let's go.
Doyle.
Noah Daniels is acting president. He wants the operation shut down and Jack brought back to CTU immediately.
Understood.
Don't you move.
Jack.
Slowly, I want you to pull over. Now.
This is going to end badly, Jack. You can't go against the White House.
The following takes place between 12 a.m. and 1 a.m.
Is he flying? I thought he was, like, flying through the air.
Ricky Schroeder doesn't fly. No, we've kept him terrestrial.
Wait! Stop! Stop!
Stop, stop. I wrote that. The third one I did not write. That was added by the actor. Just wrote two stops. I am Joel Cerno.
I'm Marilyn Rice Cub.
And we're here to spend the next hour with you talking about 24. Right?
We're here to spend some time with you.
Yeah.
We hope you'd like to spend some time with us.
This is our morning show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm just sitting in a rocker with a blanket and a cat in my lap.
I'll be Rosie O'Donnell and you could be Elizabeth.
Okay.
All right. And I'll just...
What does Elizabeth do?
She fights with Rosie.
Okay.
All right.
Pressman,
I wrote that.
Sucks. Is that a fight?
No.
Sir.
Oh. That was good.
Doyle's on line one.
Okay. What's going on here? All right. Schroeder, man. Champ. He was the
totally
champ.
Totally Schroeder.
Did you ever see the champ?
No.
He was 5 years old.
Was that
he was
a movie?
Cute, adorable little guy. And now he's a big, tough guy.
Jack's going to disengage that tracker the first chance he gets.
I'll get him.
Is Champ with a dog in it?
No. Champ is with John Voight, and John Voight dies.
He has in his possession the FB sub-circuit board. Mike Doyle is in pursuit. He needs all available resources to stop Jack and recover the component before he gives it to the Chinese.
Chloe.
James Moore. Oh.
Wait, there's
wait,
me.
Everybody,
everybody
quiet.
Shh, 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 shh.
I need my best people looking.
Watch this. God. Gorgeous.
What a face.
Yeah.
Can I get some
too.
Softer lighting, please?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about Morrison. Okay, that was enough. That was a much longer scene. We had to cut it back. Mary Lynn didn't really know a lot of the lines. She's a little, I don't know, overacted it. Yeah. She was high.
I was on PCP.
She was fired up on cocktails.
That
on
was
spirits.
The day I jumped out the window.
God, everything's moving too fast.
I know, the camera.
I
feel nauseous.
I'm still with Ricky Schroeder stop. What's he doing?
Why do things move so fast in this world?
Yeah. Can't we just slow down? Where is that? Is it a patch of grass?
So...
Go on.
Boss?
Yes, baby.
How did you create such a stressful show? I mean, fast-moving show.
You know, it gets... Hold on. Sorry. It's one of my favorite
actors.
These
two are hot.
Carlo Rota.
Can we just figure it out?
It's not personal, and I figured it out. This stretch of road runs right along the main voltage feed for the valley.
What a lot of people don't know is that she has her hand on his leg under the table while she's doing this.
So true.
Can you? I have to explain this to Buchanan.
How about your hair? How did you feel about your hair this year? How'd you come to it? How'd you come to having long brown hair?
I talked to you about it.
Yeah?
Buchanan wants me to help find Jack, which is going to be harder.
Do you like him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's fun.
Do you think Chloe would...
Chloe
she dated him,
hot.
Right?
Yeah.
What happened? Why didn't it work out in your mind?
Would Jack give up Audrey's
life? He doesn't have enough... angst for Chloe.
He's too nice?
Too nice.
So
he's too straight up.
She
direct.
She dumped him.
Yeah. She needs
hurt
more
hurt,
problems.
Did she hurt him?
No. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He was probably more hurt than he admitted.
Yeah. But it's all Carlo, right?
Yeah.
So tough. He's so bald. He's Italian. He's British. He's from... Canada.
Yeah, you don't know what he is.
You don't know where he's coming from. Okay.
Peter, Kate Blanchett.
Brilliant, brilliant. Powers Booth, who played Curly
like
Bill on Tombstone.
She looked like Kate Blanchett in that shot.
She did. Look at
Beautiful.
Him, man. Come on, he's just scary.
Yes.
Just I'm scared. Were you scared? Mary Lynn fast forwards through these at home when she watches. I'm not in the scene. Award-winning actors. Who cares?
Awesome.
We need to clear the air, you and I.
Yeah. Yeah. Still have clear that air.
Truthfully, sir, I haven't given him
okay. I just wanted to say, for the record, seriously, these are two really high-octane actors. Love him. Look at him. Where is he coming from, man? Look at this guy. These are two, like, powerhouses. And so different.
Tom, the world has changed in the last half hour.
Yes.
Right now, this country above all.
Yeah.
He's going to break in a song.
Whoa.
Sounds like Barry White a little bit.
Yeah, baby.
Baby.
Yeah. Okay, Tom. Who's just there?
But also to protect me.
Okay. Okay. Dainty little boy, and is, and my only reason. See, you don't even need to, the words. The words just kind of get in the way, don't they?
Tell me about
it's
it.
Just,
it's
just.
It's what I've always thought.
Yeah, it's stupid. We spend so much time.
You have to. Somebody's got to.
Yeah.
Sir, it's no secret that policy-wise, you and I are in alignment. I just simply hate how we got here.
Now that we are here.
Let's party. Okay. I kind of hate ties in TV shows.
Boring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think they're boring.
I know, I was just thinking I wanted them to have earrings, but I didn't say it out loud because it's really stupid.
Yeah. I can't have you holding this evidence. Yeah, I can't, baby. I can't wear an earring. Okay, baby. Okay. All right, Tom. I sit in the smoke room and smoke cigars with Powers Booth. It's one of the great choice of this season.
I'm so glad I don't have to sit in there and smoke cigars with you.
Why not?
It's one of my great joys.
You have to.
I'm at home with earrings, on earrings.
With your dogs.
With my dogs.
Sorry.
No, sir.
Sure. Tom.
What's going on?
Thank you.
Thank you. No problem.
Talk to you later.
The original line was, yeah, talk to you later, no problem. No problemo. We just thought it was too informal.
A little bit.
Uh-oh.
Espanolish. Oh, man. This is...
That's mile marker 49. I have a sub-circuit board with me.
What?
I can't believe what happens in this show. Such a bummer.
Before we do this my way.
Test me, Mr. Bauer. Yes, I want the component, but Audrey Raines' life means nothing to me.
Listen to me. CTU is looking for me. They want to stop the exchange from happening. I know their satellite coverage. I need to pick the location.
All right. Where?
God, this guy, man. You haven't given Jack Bauer enough grief, right?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Just
And he has that thing surgically attached to his ear. In every scene, he's got that phone.
Can't we all just get along?
No. Okay.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Kim Raver. Cha-cha-cha. I didn't write that. I actually do not speak Chinese.
That was your Rosie O'Donnell.
No.
You just said chop, chop, chop.
Chop, chop, chop. Chop salad.
Which is one of my favorite expressions having nothing to do with China. Chip chop.
So much has happened, yet it was only 15 minutes.
I know. It kind of drives me insane.
Yeah.
You need and
to, people used to complain about the commercials. Now they like it. They get to reset. They get to sit down and just collect themselves. All right.
Assurances care, and they let Bauer steal the components, so their assurances mean nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Screw them and their stupid assurances.
I could authorize ancillary agencies to join the search. That would increase our chances of finding Bauer.
Where's ancillary agencies?
Where's Chloe? Excuse me?
Where is
what
Chloe?
Happened? Were you doing some publicity? Do we let you out to do a movie this week or what?
Uh-oh.
Is there anything else you need from me?
Oh, excuse me.
Look, I like to be busy. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Is there anything I wanted?
Uh-oh. Mm-mm. I can't watch this.
All right.
I can't watch this anymore.
Hold on.
I have the fate of the Western world and the lives of millions of Americans hanging in the balance, and I can't stop thinking about you.
I'm not sure this is appropriate behavior, Mr. Acting President.
She's Canadian. She's from Toronto. The Canadian connection lives on.
They already know.
He's a loud kisser, isn't he? Mary Lynn is sliding down her seat. She's so turned on by this seat. She's like on the floor now. Get up. Get up. He's the president, but he's still just a human being.
Wow. We all have needs, desires. Wow.
Where's
I'm uncomfortable
Ricky?
By that.
Okay. What's he looking for? Are you helping him?
He's looking for Jack?
Last coordinates Morris had before the tracker stopped working.
Mike, it's Bill.
And I'm helping. I'm gonna guess Jack.
I know the stakes, Bill.
Have you been able to figure out where Jack's headed?
I'm working on it now.
She's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. He sees something. What?
Looks like he headed east. What's up ahead?
He's like an Indian tracker. He can just look at the ground. He just
Blood
he smells the
feathers.
Dirt. Looks
a
like he's heading east at a 45 degree latitude at 13 miles an hour.
I wish he would just stop and do smoke signals or pray or something.
He's tough. He lives near me. And so does Mary Lynn. They all live
you
there.
Guys live
Ricky
in the
Ricky, he lives in the canyon.
Topang.
Uh-oh. These two just kissed recently.
Why is everybody making out in CTU?
You know, it's...
Sexy
the
show.
Tension of the day. Everything's heightened.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
I need a microdermabrasion or something.
What is this? Uh-oh. Those are today's decryption schemes from the cell tower. Oh, as if you know that.
I know all the stuff. Don't.
I don't know. This is the way I did it. Okay.
Being a little hostile, aren't we?
Fine. I'm hostile, but I didn't just get there. You pushed me halfway.
You're absolutely right. It's my fault. All my fault.
I didn't say it's all your fault. I said halfway, 50%, 0.5. See, you don't listen to me. That's why I just sent it to your screen.
Okay, 0.5 was so good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Of course.
That was lovesome. 0.5. She breaks down her relationship into fractions.
Can you help me out with this?
Yeah.
Great. I'll just send the files to your system.
Oh, God. Why don't we put him in the middle of this?
Yes.
This non-angsty.
It's a really good idea. Should work with Milo, you know. Get cozy.
Could you please stop acting like this? I really hate it.
Why don't you write down the way you want me to act? Put it in a file.
Oh, these two are troubled.
And
God, just kiss her.
I'll write it down. The first item on the list would be, don't be such a jealous jerk.
Okay. The day I'm jealous is the day I kill myself. Is there anything else?
He's Canadian, too.
Sorry. I didn't mean that.
Oh. Crossed the line, did we?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It just slipped out of my mouth.
Oh.
I thought we were just having some fun fighting.
Mm-mm. You touched a nerve.
I'll call Mel over at the FBI, get them to share resources with Bill.
Good, and I'll... Excuse me.
It's a lot of male-female stuff going on here, isn't there?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a lot.
It's just like life. Just trying to figure stuff out.
It's men and women trying to get along.
Strange. Peter Hawk is in my office and he wants to talk to me.
Department of Justice, what is that about?
I have no idea.
Be careful, Karen. He's got a lot of clout on the hill.
I know. I'll call you.
Oh, these two are getting along. All right. Jane Atkinson.
Peter.
Uh-oh. From the Attorney General's office.
So what's going on? It sounded urgent.
You know that I've been interrogating Tom's chief of staff, Reed Pollock, after his arrest.
That must be pleasant.
Pollock's looking at a probable death sentence for his part in the assassination attempt on Wayne Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Out of desperation, he's offering up everything he knows, hoping he'll show some leniency.
And what does that have to do with me?
Not just you. This involves your husband as well. Take a look.
Mm-hmm. We don't use paper anymore on the show. Everything's mm-hmm. got to be on a screen.
Listen to me, Peter. You and I both know that there are going to be endless hearings.
Chetlow.
Looking into how fire
is
to acquire the nukes.
And you know something about that?
I can give you key information that will help keep blame away from this administration.
I'm listening.
Well, I'm not saying anything until I have some sort of deal.
He's such a weasel.
Oh, she calls it like she sees it, doesn't she? He's such a weasel.
I'm telling you exactly what happened. Bill Buchanan had Fayed in custody.
What? Bill Buchanan's her husband.
Karen Hayes put it in a blue file over at Homeland. That's a cover-up.
What's a blue file?
Not a blue file.
What happened? Boy.
I'll explain it to you later.
All right.
Kurt Hewig and Myra Mock, and they will all testify.
Myra Mock is a friend of Mike Losef.
What are those, all the three of those
all
names?
All those names are Losef names.
Myra, shout out.
Do me a favor, Karen. Save me some time. Is it true or not?
I love how Chad Lowe acted that scene.
Yeah.
It's like...
Especially the fast-forward part.
He's so earnest. Yeah, that was really good.
He was so good.
How did he do that?
He's quick.
Wow.
He was one of many, and he was maybe a mid-level.
This guy's got a tie on, too. What's it, like 3 a.m?
Loosen it up a little.
Easy.
...happened after he was released.
So why was it blue-coated?
Every year... thousands of suspects are arrested. If there isn't enough evidence to hold them, they're released and blue-coated.
That's you dummy. Come on, man. Why do I have to... Like, it's like Blue Code 101.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. She's annoyed. She has to, like, walk him through it.
...with you 12 hours ago. Why did you resign rather than have this come out?
Come on, Peter. We were under attack. There was no way I was going to let this information touch the president or my...
She's got a point, Peter.
...to lead us through this crisis unimpeded.
Well, here we are, 12 hours later.
People are watching this scene, but they're still thinking about you and
I know.
Carlo.
I love it.
Isn't that amazing?
I hope they never stop thinking about me.
God.
At least.
Certainly not my husband. He has devoted his life to this country.
This isn't my call, Karen, but I think you know how this works.
Wait, I just got confused.
What's going on?
Why is he bringing this up now with all this other stuff going on?
Because they just interrogated the guy immediately after the murder plot, Chad Lowe.
Right.
And that information came out, so he's just following up on it.
But with all the other stuff that's going
but
on?
But he doesn't work. He's not work for... He's with the Attorney General's office.
So he's doing...
He's just doing his stuff. He's on a different deal.
Why isn't he home with his family? The bomb went off and everything.
Bomb went off. No, they're in D.C. They didn't have a bomb go off.
Oh, that's right.
You know what? Can we rewrite this? Is it too late? The show has not aired, right? Just throw a line at the top of the scene. My wife and I have split up. I don't have a place to stay, so I'm just working late.
Look.
Okay, let's go do some driving. Okay, is Jack Bauer actually driving that car, yes or no?
No. Yes. I forgot.
I don't either.
I like when you put me on the spot like that.
Let's go. Come on. We have my Jack pack. Okay. Here I am.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Where is he? Going to class? Anthropology class? Is it like UCLA? Oh, God, why do I have these classes at 1 in the morning?
Why are they in these weird spots? Why do
I have to stop auditing these.
God, it looks deserted.
Adult education really should be on campus.
Where's the teacher?
Okay. Here we go.
Uh-oh. Is this part still in it?
This was some excerpt from X-Files with the flashlight. What's going on up here? Why the split screen? Oh, there's Mike Doyle.
Uh-oh. Did the homeless woman thing work out?
We found Jack's call to check.
What'd he say?
No, we haven't done that yet.
It's coming.
Wait, these two, right? These two?
Getting it on?
Yeah.
I wish.
She just puts some lipstick on every time she calls him. And he can't even see her. He does, however, just puts on
she
like
lipstick. She likes the way it makes her feel. Yeah.
What?
Hi.
Hi, it's me.
Hi.
Hi.
No, yeah. We're closing in on Jack. What is it?
What do you want?
We have to talk about something.
Not now.
Can you just, like, deal with it later?
Okay. Everything all right?
Just do what you have to do and call me when you can, okay?
All right.
Bye.
Okay. It's really very much not all right.
Yes.
Well, Doyle's headed in the right direction. He can't be that far.
Who directed this? Brad Turner?
I think so.
Do you know? Was it Brad?
I believe so.
Canadian.
About there.
Here a second ago, one sec. Hey, let me call you back. CTU made any progress in locating Bauer?
They're closing in, but they don't have him in custody yet. You were right about Hawk, Tom.
Uh-oh.
I need to talk to you.
Ooh, she just crinkled her nose. Isn't that cute?
Remember earlier when you threatened to use that information about Faya?
What if he disappeared when she did that?
No, Tom. It's not me. It's Reed Pollock. He's looking for anything to bargain his way out of the death penalty.
Well, he can't.
Well, whether he can or he can't.
A serious note. Love these two together.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good.
He's fired from our custody 2 years ago.
Okay. I'm done being serious.
I tried to ask you a serious question earlier.
What? About what?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It was pretty general, though.
And I disappointed you?
You just didn't answer me.
Okay.
It was like, how did you create such a stressful show?
Oh, how did I create such a stressful show?
With so much packed in every moment.
You know, it got more and more packed in every season. The first season, not that much happened. Every year we get more and more and more. Because the audience wants, you know, it's like a feeding frenzy.
How much is too much?
Haven't you already resigned once today? Karen, that's Bill's signature on Fiat's.
I think the show is a little better when you're not every single story is about the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
The first season we had stories with Palmer about his family, mm-hmm. and really had nothing to do with it. And I think it lets the show breathe a little mm-hmm. bit. And I think we're going to go try and do that again next year. The last couple of years, we've really made it maximum impact. Every scene.
Responsible for that.
It doesn't matter.
He has been amazing today.
Look, the only way for you to protect yourself is to leave no doubt in anybody's mind where your true loyalty lies. Now, they got Bill in their crosshairs, okay? You want to stand shoulder to shoulder with your husband? That's your call.
Okay, now what's going on? Oh, what, he does eat. Too bad Jack Bauer can't smoke. It's so wrong that we can't do that. You know, when I did Miami Vice, Don Johnson smoked. It's like tough.
When did that happen? No smoke.
It happened in the 80s. You're here, or 90s. Only villains can smoke.
This is Bill Buchanan. If your matter is urgent, please dial 0. If this is not an urgent call, please leave a message at the beep.
Bill, it's Jack. I'm about to meet with Chang and exchange the FBI sub-circuit board for Audrey. Hopefully by the time you hear this, she'll be safe and in your custody. Bill, I know I promised the president that I would give him confirmation that the circuit board did not fall into the wrong hands. This message is your confirmation. The circuit board will be incinerated in the explosion. The meeting will take place at the Calderon Motel off of Highway 305.
Calderon Hotel, the name of that hotel. Calderon was the name of the villain in the first 4 episodes of Miami Vice, the first season.
Nice.
Little.
Been a good friend.
Little homage to Miami Vice. That's a nice shot. Do we have the homeless woman?
I know. I can't wait to see if it works.
I think she's out.
Okay. She's out?
Oh, yeah.
I knew that wouldn't work. Well, I love that stuff. The same thing with me and the cab driver. There's always like, when I read the homeless woman, I'm like, is that going to play? Because she's like, I'm tired. Yeah, things are going bad for me. Like, she has this really long paragraph.
I know.
Look. I'm sick. Please don't kick me out. It's like a page of back and forth.
Yeah, we're going to incinerate this building in 10 minutes. Uh-oh. Hang on. This is somehow about you. Let's everyone be quiet.
Not really, no.
You and Chloe having a problem?
You could say that. Yes.
I really hate to lose you and Calm. Can we talk about this in the morning?
Nothing's going to change.
You don't know that yet.
I do. Look. Figure out where you want to put me. Anywhere is fine.
He's so dramatic.
All right.
Okay.
I'll work something out that is good for everyone involved.
Thank you.
Oh, God. But look what you do to these men.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Got them all mixed up. Hi, baby. Sure, honey. I just got to fire you. Put you on trial for treason. No biggie.
The investigator found out about Seattle when you and Homeland had Fayette in custody.
Found out? It wasn't a secret. We did everything by the book. I can deal with DOJ.
Yeah, I know, but the problem is they're out for blood, Bill. I can't let this touch me.
Touch you? What are you talking about?
Bill,
why is this suddenly an issue? Are you concerned I might implicate you?
No, but obviously there's guilt by association here.
They're looking for a scapegoat.
Yes, the pundits and the press are looking for anything to attack the administration.
What are you saying?
It's nice lighting. I want that soft light all the time.
To do that, I have to distance myself from you.
Warm.
It's no big deal, but could you please resign? So I can keep working.
You asking me to resign?
Karen's patriotism destroys her marriage.
I have to fire you.
Damn.
Wow. That's not good for a relationship.
You know, women these days.
Yeah.
And it has to happen immediately or I'll be viewed as complicit. And my
can't you just
and I have to flagellate you, too. He's a stay-at-home husband.
This is about to be.
You don't think that I've thought this through?
No, I don't.
You don't think that I don't know what this means to you?
No, I don't.
Bill.
You guys. This sucks.
Put them on Dr. Phil. He could straighten this thing out in 5 minutes.
It hurts. Love it when he gets angry.
Yeah.
One of us has to take the fall, and it can't be me. I'm too close to the president.
Oh, good point.
I believe I'm hearing this. Who is pressuring you, Karen? What are you not saying?
You have to trust me on this, honey. We will get through this, I promise. And
you can get a job as a school crossing guard here in D.C.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, you just hung up? 4 green apples.
And he's got unlimited minutes, too, on his... Oh. Everything's going on, man. Okay, stop driving.
Mike used a double-length key
speed to slow us down. We're going as fast as we can.
All right, I'm off the highway, mile marker 19.
Finally. Surface streets. That's all he's doing. He's driving the whole episode.
He loves it.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's Jack. Don't worry about
it.
It's all under control.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank God. It's scary when Jack's not around.
Counter-terrorist agent. This is an emergency.
Oh, he's at the house too? He's got glass too. Her hair has held up very well today.
I know, it's so pretty.
Oh, slow down. I'm not sure. Have they kissed? Her and
Ricky?
Ricky
and Jack?
And, no, not Ricky and Jack. I know they kissed, but he and Marisol. They had their little thing in like 17.
Yeah, but it's just her softening towards him. She's not
in love.
No, but Milo thinks they are.
They're all men are babies, aren't they?
It's such
Carlo
big babies.
And Milo and. Okay. I'm taking off.
I'm stepping down as director of CTO.
What?
What? Can't you hear?
Clean I'm in the background of the scene.
I have to step down.
Let me see. Watch carefully.
I'm there.
Why would you quit now of all days?
I'm not quitting.
Blowing my mind.
She doesn't get it. How could she? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It matters to me.
For now, you're acting director.
Is she ready for this?
I don't know, but I love it.
Oh.
We've been ordered to escort you off the premises.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
I'm briefing Ms. Yasser.
Jeez, guys.
We'll need one more minute, please.
One.
Oh, in your face.
Doesn't he get to, like, leave with some dignity?
No.
The security guard's going to...
No, 1 minute.
1 minute. That's outrageous.
You need to accept it and do the best you can.
No, I don't understand why they would fire you.
1 minute. You have 1 minute.
You're the most beautiful yoga instructor / actor / head of CTU ever.
Damn it, Bill. What is
that? Oh, she doesn't have to work blue. She doesn't. Why?
Division will be sending over an interim director in the next few hours.
Oh.
In the meantime, you can handle anything that comes up.
What about the extra redundancies and everything else I've had to go through today?
Astral redundancies? What did she say?
Did she have all the... She had to do some astral projection over and over again. You're the right choice. 4 out of 5 CTU members choose Nadia Yasser. You know, she's right. She's got director hair. That hair says I'm in charge, doesn't it?
Shake it.
Okay. 12 seconds.
Jeez.
9.
Come on.
8. 7.
I don't like the security
6,
guard thing. Awesome.
3.
Love that handshake.
2.
Security guard thing
1.
Is BS.
Let's go.
I'm so
buddy.
Sure. It's Bill Buchanan.
Night. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Later. Milo. Uh-oh. Here's Nancy Boy.
Yep. Yep. He's always like scratching his ear, playing with a pencil. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. It's physicalization.
What's happening to Buchanan?
He's gone.
What do you mean he's gone?
I'm in charge. Can I have everyone's attention, please?
Yes.
In a few minutes,
you're
going to be
concerned.
Getting a bulletin on your systems. Bill Buchanan has stepped down, which means that until Division can send over a replacement, he's named me acting director.
What?
Nothing will change operationally. Your objective remains the same. Bring in Jack Bauer before he can hand over the component to the Chinese.
And make me look good. You're ready. Concerned, but you're ready.
Touching his chin in a box.
Well, he's always touching his chin.
Half of Jack's
Ricky,
face.
Finally.
Ricky.
He's out of the driver's seat.
What have you got
seat.
In there?
He's got all this great stuff, man.
Ear things.
Bee sting kit. Anaphylactic shot.
Peace.
So you're on comms
He's allergic to these things.
Oh, no.
I found our truck. Oh, God. Jack, switch vehicles and we parked in these nearby.
Okay.
I'm going to go look at the buildings.
Go find Champ. Come on, Champ. Don't die, Champ.
I just need to turn around. We can check using thermal, Chloe.
Okay, Chloe. Yeah. Hang on. Okay. We might not need it. You're pissed off.
I think I need some bangs. So much face there. Redirect all nearby
units from our current location. Uh-oh. Okay. Here comes the limo.
What the?
All right. This is, like, cool. Everybody's there at the same time.
What's going to happen?
It's no coincidence, is it?
Mm-mm. Sure isn't.
Okay, this guy.
Trouble.
There's Chang without the ear. Phone to the ear. Well,
ooh, get that.
Ew.
It's so, like, flat to my forehead. Like, mess up the hair a little bit.
Yeah. Baseball cap next season.
Yeah, help me out.
Okay. Is Chang? Okay. He's...
Chang, is that you?
Tortured anybody and, like... Oh!
Yes.
There we are. Wow. I haven't seen you since episode one.
She's in the car. Until I get the components...
Nothing's gonna happen until I see Audrey.
Yeah.
Love...
Let's do it. Take out your
component
walkie-talkie. Nice.
Oh,
here,
no.
Here she comes.
I hate this part.
Haven't seen her in so long.
Oh.
Audrey Raines is in the house. Or is she?
I can't believe it.
Get it as soon as I know she's safe.
Oh, God. She's eating,
screwed
too.
Screwed up, man.
Oh, hello. Have we met? Hi, Audrey.
I don't like seeing her this way.
Uh-oh.
Take the gag out of her mouth. Wait.
Wait a second.
Does she have tears of blood?
I'll do it. He's better at it than...
Does she have hair extensions?
...than he is. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. This is so tough. Come on. This is tough love. Hi, Audrey. Oh, she should throw up. She should just barf. Okay. I'm telling you, man, there's so much love going on in this damn episode.
Mm-hmm.
You can continue this reunion.
She have a bump on her forehead?
Yeah.
How is this going to work, Mr. Bauer?
Audrey walks out of here alone. As soon as I see that she gets down near the bridge.
Yeah, she's in good shape to be on her own.
Then I'll give you the component.
There's at least 10 guns. I need the field team.
Okay, why are we whispering? He's 100 miles away.
I want you to walk past the bridge 100 yards on the right side.
Navarro's right.
Do you understand?
Fracker's right. Fracker's
right. Fracker's right. Fracker's
right. Fracker's right.
She walks into the wall. No, the other way. Okay. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
She's a bummer.
Bummed. But look at what she has to wear.
The field teams. They should be there any minute.
Okay.
Do something now.
Doyle.
Audrey, which means Jack is about to hand over the component.
Mike, don't let that happen.
Oh, my God. There's a lot. What am I supposed to be thinking right now?
Give me the circuit board.
Give me the sub-circuit board. Watch this. Take a look.
Yeah, totally sub-circuit board.
Yeah.
That's why you're the boss. Send him back to looping.
Okay. Oh, damn it. See this? Out.
Yes.
Hit Doyle, man. He's trigger happy. Confusing, but we don't care. There's bullets flying everywhere. We just know that there's some nasty stuff going on. Okay, Chang, get the hell out of there. Go.
CTU, this is Air One. Do you copy?
Go ahead.
Chang and his men have escaped. They are in three black Hummers heading north towards the mountain.
Traveling off road. Pursue and engage.
Can I ask you a really dumb question?
What?
So, Chang came to Los Angeles to get the sub-circuit board?
No, he was in Los Angeles.
For what?
Dropping off Jack in the first episode.
Oh, that was so long ago.
Yeah, well.
But why did he come to drop off Jack?
No, because Philip told him I could get you that sub-circuit board.
And so he's like, might as well go myself.
Yeah, he's got his guys. Look, he's got stuff. He's not unhappy. It worked out well for him.
But now he's got to, in his mind, take the sub-circuit board back.
To China. To his government, right?
Right.
Or download it. Can you just download it?
That's what I mean. It's a long trip for him to come to all the way to...
No, but he was already in L.A.
L.A.
He was there.
Why did he want to drop Jack off? Don't ask, Mary Lynn.
But he worked at the embassy. He probably... Remember he was in L.A. 2 years ago?
Yeah.
He's based out of L.A. He was born in China, but he calls L.A. home.
Perfect.
I am Jack. Stand him up. Where's the sub-circuit board?
Chang's got it. I was set to blow the building and destroy the component until you engage us in a firefight. Here's the detonator. What's the problem?
We don't have Chang, Jack.
What do you mean you don't have him?
The assault teams didn't have time to get into place. We had to make a frontal assault. He must have escaped out the rear. Nadia, did you get that? Chang escaped with the sub-circuit board. We've got a chopper down. We need those other choppers ASAP.
Uh-oh, Nadia. I know. The chopper should
be there in 5 minutes. Not very good work for her first job as boss.
Not so good.
Don't put that one on your resume.
Traveling north.
Copy that.
Now place Jack under arrest.
Oh.
Understood.
You're not happy about that. You like Jack. Maybe even love him. I don't know.
Yeah. I gotta take you into custody, Jack.
I had this handled. Why the hell didn't you listen to me?
Well, he doesn't really have an answer for that, does he?
Mm-mm.
Audrey, it's over. It's all right. You're safe.
Come on, Jack. Please don't let them do this to me.
Audrey.
Come on, Jack. Don't let them...
Audrey! It's me. I'm right here.
Okay.
Who are you?
Do you even know who I am? Sit her down.
You used to be engaged to Julia Roberts, right?
Audrey. You do something to her. You've got to help her, please.
We will. Let's go, Jack.
Please.
That's so freaky.
Oh. Oh, no.
My God.
Send in your Emmy ballots right now, please.